Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Newbury Baptist Church. It's lovely to see you. Why don't you say Happy Christmas to someone you haven't greeted yet? So not the people right next to you. You might have to get up and go and do it or go and find somebody. Happy Christmas. Now, this is completely irrelevant to all of you, but I'm so proud of myself for having learnt how to do it. Christiende Kersfees. That is Happy Christmas in Afrikaans, which I needed here for our first service this morning. So now you know, you can go home and say that to each other across the table. Isn't it good to be here and celebrating Christmas together? Let's stand as we sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Do please sit down. Now, we don't very often pray this way, but we're going to do it this morning. We're going to say thank you to God for the one word that's most in your mind. It might be Christmas, it might be family, it might be Hope? I don't know. So I'll start us off, and if you've got something to give thanks for, keep it to one word, then shout it out. And then I'll wrap the prayer up at the end. So shall we pray together? Father God, thank you for today. Add in the ones you want to say thank you for, nice and loud.
Love, life,
family,
friends,
joy.
Father, for all these things and the ones we can't say out loud too, we thank you today. Thank you that you would love us so much that you would give Jesus as a gift to the earth. Today, we want to thank you for that. Amen. Let's stand up and sing again a lovely carol together. Hark, the herald angels sing. Please sit down. One of the problems of being a grown-up is that by this time in the morning you still haven't seen your presents, but some of you have got some. I want to see who's got anything they want to show me that they've had for... What have you got?
A torch.
Go on, show me. Can you turn it on for me? I can't show you that on the microphone, but I'll tell you when it comes on. Oh, look, turn around, look. Just turn around a minute, look. See? Never going to get lost, that boy, and you've got one as well. What have you got?
That.
Oh, that's from Planes, isn't it? That's from Pixar's Planes. How cool is that? I love that. What else have we got? We'll go down this side. What have you got?
Pegasus the Beanie Boo.
Pegasus the Beanie Boo. Well, I know that was on a lot of your lists, but yeah, what have you got?
A transformer called Dropkick.
A transformer called... Oh, Luke would like that. He's into rugby. You should have had one of those on your Christmas list. Go on. Who else? Anybody else has got anything down there? Oh, yeah, there's one right at the back. Go on. Yeah, brilliant. And then Samuel, what have you got?
Hoverboard.
No way. Really? And can you ride it? Oh, can we see? Go on. Go on. No, okay. Yeah, well, at least she hasn't offered me to have a go. I'm very pleased about that. All right, Samuel, what have you?
Kindle.
Not only a Kindle, but a camouflage Kindle. So there we are. Very good. Brilliant. What have we got coming down this way? There was some hands up down here. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. Go on. What you got? What you got?
A unicorn glider.
That is a thing. Look, it really is a thing. A unicorn glider. Oh, that is pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, what else have we got? What have you got?
New Liverpool kit.
Your new Liverpool kit. I'll have to tell my son about that. He'll be very jealous because he loves his Liverpool kits. Okay. Some others don't, you know, but... anybody else? Anybody else get anything? No. What's the book?
The Crinkly Cousins.
Anybody got Crinkly Cousins? No, they don't answer that. Okay. Yeah, anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. Well, I'm quite surprised that nobody got an excitable Edgar this year. You know the dragon from the advert? John Lewis would love you to have one. Maybe I've got one under the Christmas tree, I don't know. But we're going to watch a little video together called There's a Dragon in My Nativity. Thank you, Phil.
There's a dragon in my nativity, dreadful and immense. The shepherds quake, the wise men shake, and spill their frankincense. The cattle are alone, and the baby is awake, while Joe and Mary tremble. Oh, this must be some mistake. There's a dragon over Bethlehem. I don't know how he came. I didn't think a donkey could have borne the dragon's frame. I don't believe the census had been called for such as him. And I'm certain that when Dragon knocked, no room was at the inn. There's a dragon by the stable. I don't know why he's there. He hasn't bought a present, and he only seems to glare. He hovers over David's town that still beneath him lies. Yet no one's sleep is dreamless underneath his piercing eyes. This dragon is invisible with ordinary sight. You cannot snap a selfie or televise his flight. Unseen he stands for every power that stands against the earth. That death, disease and darkness overshadowing each birth. This dragon is an enemy of all that's good and true. This monster lies and steals and kills. He's coming after you. Above each crib the dragon hovers, sure to swallow whole. Rulers, empires, beauty, joy, a flesh and blood black hole. But dragons always meet their match. They always meet their doom. A hero rises to the fight to cast them into gloom. And so at this nativity arose another player. The baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, he was a dragon slayer. He'd come to fight through Herod's plots, through dangers big and small. He took on evil, sickness, death, and triumphed over all. A dragon or a baby? Just who would win the fight? It wasn't really fair, you see. The child was a knight. From high above and long before, he knew what must be done. He knew the dragon waiting here. And still, he chose to come. There's a dragon in my nativity, a fierce and monstrous danger. But fierce is still the bravery and love within the manger.
Jesus, the champion, comes to deal with the dragon, comes to deal with those things that overshadow us. And thank goodness he did. Let's stand and sing together. Jesus is the name we honour.
Jesus is the name we honor.
Do sit down, not you two. I'm going to need you in a minute. Right now, on the 25th of December 2019, there are tens of thousands of children looking for families that can become their family. Tens of thousands of them. And this morning, we'll be supporting a lovely Christian charity called Home for Good, who assist and encourage and support people who are offering just that kind of family through adoption and through foster care. The two people next to me know something about that. And when the offering comes forward, they're going to give thanks for it. But we're going to take up that offering now. So those of you who've been equipped with the bags to do that, could you please do that? And then Sue and Caris will receive that from you. Plates down there when you need it, all right?
Let's pray together.
Our Father,
as we gaze today at your glory, goodness, and grace in sending Jesus Christ as a vulnerable baby, we also remember that he was homeless and soon to be a refugee. We pray that you will use our gifts to guide, strengthen, and expand the work of Home for Good as they seek to provide new, safe homes for so many vulnerable babies, children, young people, and asylum seekers.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you both so much. Thank you. Well done, thanks. We're going to stand up and sing again together the first Noel. Let's stand.
Yeah.
Do please sit down. You know, it's great seeing all your... I've moved a bit because then I can slightly see you. It was great seeing all your presents this morning, which just makes me all the keener to see mine, really. I've no idea what they are. And our whole thing, does anybody else do that thing of shaking a present first? Does anybody do the feeling it through the wrapping, or are you just to kind of tear it off? Anyway, I love all that. I love all that anticipation and trying to work out what it is. It's no good with a CD, it's kind of obvious, but it's nice to do it with other things, to think all about it. Mind you, sometimes presents are just too exciting. One morning, I was in the A&E department of a hospital, and the surgeon was coming around talking to different people, and when he was talking to this little boy, taking his details, he said, "Oh, goodness, you're 7 today. Happy birthday." Turns out the kid was so excited it was his birthday, he jumped out of bed, fallen over, and broken his leg. When I was a kid, we always used to open all our presents on Mum and Dad's bed. You know, we'd sit on the end and there'd be a lovely mess of wrapping paper. Anyway, I got the dinky builder's truck. Might not be much to you, but it's what I wanted. There was the dinky builder's truck and it tipped up and it had a tailgate at the back. And I was so excited that I bounced on the bed, catapulted the truck off the bed, which then landed on its tailgate, and the tailgate was no more. You see, it's not all good with the presents. Now, look, I don't know if any of you bought this. This is supposed to be, you know, the top toy this year. This is a, what is it? A Linkimals sloth baby. It's some terrifying blend of soft toy and AI that I wouldn't want to have in my house. But anyway, do you realise, what's the problem going to be if you bought that by about lunchtime? What is going to go wrong? The batteries. You know, and you think you've bought spares and you haven't bought any spares, then you have a disappointed child on your hand. Everybody does it. You know, they buy electronic toys and they don't think about the batteries, or at least they don't think about the spare ones. What you probably need is some bigger batteries that would last for longer. You see, if you had them that size, especially when Duracell starts to keep on, maybe that would be even better. Hang on a minute. Maybe you need something else instead. Just a second. I'm coming back, I promise. Maybe you need an even bigger battery. Now, put one of those in and it would really keep going, wouldn't it? I'd love to fix this on the back of my car, by the way. I just think that would be hilarious, make it look like the Red Bull car. You know, even the best battery in the world, which Duracell claims it to be, even if you had that size, or even that size, it wouldn't keep going forever. By the way, really interesting conversation with the Duracell marketing department, telling them why I wanted this. Because, you see, I'd seen these in an electrical shop window, and I wanted to talk about, you know, a gift that goes on forever, and they always say with a little Duracell bunny that he goes on forever. So I said, oh, could I maybe have a set? And they sent me that, but then they sent me this as well. And I had all sorts of fun with that, as you can imagine. Let me read you a little bit again from the very beginning of the story at Christmas. This is the angel talking to Joseph in a dream. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this, Matthew then puts, took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. You see, the promise that was being fulfilled in that moment had been a long, 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 long time coming. And this is the first of many times in Matthew's Gospel, if you want to read that story of Jesus, that he will keep reminding his readers about that. He'll keep saying that all of this stuff you were told about a long time ago, this is all part of a story that God began at the very, 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 very beginning. And it's one that he will see through right to the very end. Isaiah, who saw all this coming 7 centuries before it happens. We looked at this passage together a little while ago. He talks about this baby. Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Everlasting Father. He goes on, sorry, forgive the dingbat behind me, but he goes on forever. Forever. You know, you can get the biggest battery in the world and your toy will still run out. But the gift that is given by God to us at Christmas literally lasts forever. Never get old, never go out of fashion, never run out of juice. What we get excited about, what we sing about on this Christmas morning, is a gift that never runs out. It is forever. Now, I know I'm hopelessly biased because of my little friend, but of course I'm quite a fan of the Dogs Trust advert this year. You might have seen it, it's a little dog on the table. But of course their byline is always, a dog is for life, not for Christmas. The gift we celebrate is not just for Christmas. The gift we celebrate is a gift from God to us, which goes on forever and never ever runs out. Whatever other gifts you have today are cherished and lovely, but they won't last forever. The only one that will is the one that we are celebrating today, his gift to us, forever and a day. Thank goodness for it. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this lovely, wonderful gift. Thank you, Father, for a gift that truly does last forever. Help us to take it to our hearts and cherish it, not just today, but every day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand as we sing a final glorious carol together, Joy to the World. Father, send your blessing now on every household represented here, we pray. Send your peace and your joy to each heart. And may we know your presence with us this Christmas and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and have a lovely Christmas day. Mm-hmm.